He was considering a presidential run, then he was out, but now he might be in. We're talking about former Governor Deval Patrick. Sources close to Patrick tell several media outlets that he's considering jumping into the race for the 2020 Democratic nomination. For a closer look at what this could all mean, we're joined this morning by WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So, Anthony, Governor Patrick had been widely seen as a potential candidate in 2020 until last December when he told WBUR that after consulting with his wife, he was not going to run. Here he is.
As Diane and I reflected on it, we realized that, there's no way around the fact that the process is cruel. And though she and I were prepared for that, I think we realized that that was going to draw in and affect people we loved who were not necessarily prepared for that or not necessarily signed up for that.
So, Anthony, that was last December. What do you think might have changed in the last 11 months? What might be prompting Governor Patrick to jump in now?
Well, according to the New York Times, which was the first to report this story, Governor Patrick called Joe Biden last week to tell him that he was considering a run. And as to why, well, according to the Times, Mr. Patrick told party leaders that he doesn't think any of the Democratic presidential candidates have established political momentum, and that he thinks there could be an opening for someone like him who could unite liberals and moderate Democrats. You know, as we know, Bob, the state of the race is now focused on three main candidates, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, who lead most national polling and in early voting states. Pete Buttigieg is also making a strong case in Iowa and New Hampshire, but none of them is running away with the race yet. So apparently Patrick sees an opening there. But this would be a last-minute decision because the deadline to file for the New Hampshire primary is this coming Friday. So that means we should know whether he's actually going to run at some point this week.
Well, let's look at the political landscape in this 11th hour. Of course, he's a two-term former Massachusetts governor who had some success. Any Massachusetts candidate might have an advantage in the first-in-the-nation primary next door in New Hampshire. But Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders also have the same next-door advantage. So does Patrick have a realistic route to the nomination?
It's a long shot. I mean, Patrick has a lot going for him. He's a compelling figure. He's a stirring orator. He's well-known in New Hampshire, as you suggested. He also has close relationships with a number of folks who worked with President Obama. So, you know, if he could get the whole Obama operation back up and running really fast, maybe he could go somewhere. On the other hand, it's a big challenge to build a campaign from scratch at this late date. Unlike Michael Bloomberg, who's a billionaire, Patrick wouldn't be able to self-fund his campaign. He's also not particularly well known nationally, and he wouldn't qualify for the debates in November and December. You know, I talked to one veteran Democratic consultant last night who said, what does Patrick offer that isn't already being offered by the current field of candidates? And the answer, according to this consultant, nothing other than he gives better speeches. Now, that may be harsh, but history has shown that it's really difficult to jump into these races so late.
Okay, but let's say Deval Patrick does perform well. Let's say he does get in and he performs well in the New Hampshire primary. After that come the Nevada caucuses, but the very next primary after that is in South Carolina. African Americans make up a large percentage of voters in South Carolina in the Democratic primary. You've been to South Carolina to report from there. How might a Patrick candidacy impact that primary, do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, in South Carolina, two-thirds of the state's Democratic voters are African Americans. And right now, Joe Biden has a big advantage with them, which has a lot to do with his relationship with President Obama. It's not clear if those voters would automatically shift to Patrick. I mean, when I talked to voters in South Carolina, they talked about Biden as someone they've known for a long time. So these are relationships that have been built up over time. Now, that said, Patrick is a compelling figure. Last year, he visited some southern states, including Alabama. He was also in Texas. But again, his challenge would be to build up these campaigns, to raise the money, the field operations in a very short amount of time. As you know, Bob, 84 days until Iowa. I think that count is right. 95 days to the New Hampshire primary. So the clock is ticking and has been for a while.
You mentioned Michael Bloomberg, who we all know is taking steps to possibly run for president himself. Now comes this Deval Patrick news. In a bigger picture, why do you think this is happening right now?
Well, I mean, I think there's a bit of an unsettled quality to the Democratic race. Some Democrats who want a moderate are worried that Joe Biden doesn't look strong enough to take on President Trump. Others are worried that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are just too far to the left. Pete Buttigieg, according to some, is too young and inexperienced. So there's this desire on the part of some for a great savior to sort of parachute in. But, Bob, it is worth noting that polls suggest that most Democrats are pretty satisfied with the current field of candidates. I spoke to a campaign official with one of the presidential Democratic campaigns last night who said, "We've genuinely built something. Is that all going to just disappear in a moment because Deval Patrick gets in the race?" He doesn't think so.
Well, and as you said earlier, we may know pretty soon whether Deval Patrick actually gets into the race, because if he wants to get on the New Hampshire primary ballot, he has to register for that by Friday. So
that's right.
Maybe this week. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Bob.